WZND's award-winning news team has you covered with the latest in local and national news. Here's your bottom-of-the-hour news now on 103.3 WZND.
It's currently 32 degrees on the campus of Illinois State University. Good morning, I'm Lauren Leisure, and here's your news now at 10:30. In local news, in this month's edition of Bird's Eye View, the WZND news team take a look at the 1998 Barton McNeil murder case, where 3-year-old Christina McNeil was killed. Her father, Barton McNeil, was charged and sent to prison with very little evidence. WZND's Ben Howell looked into the events of the murder.
911, what's your emergency?
On June 16, 1998, Barton McNeil called 911 to report that his daughter was not breathing and he believed that she could be dying. In turn, Bloomington Fire and Police Departments were dispatched and met Barton at his home. Upon their arrival at the McNeil home, paramedics as well as the county coroner pronounced Christina McNeil deceased, an unfortunate victim of an asthma attack in the middle of the night. Hours later, after law enforcement and paramedics had left the McNeil home, Barton came to new conclusions about what happened to his daughter. Bushes were trampled at the residence, and Christina's bedroom window had been tampered with. Barton let the 911 dispatcher know what he thought, requesting a homicide investigation at his home.
I need a detective here immediately.
Okay.
I don't know if they saw this or not.
What Barton and the police can agree upon is that Christina died that night in June of 1998. From that point on, there are two different stories. The two parties did not agree on evidence of foul play at the scene. They did not agree on the importance of the fact that Barton broke up with his girlfriend that night, who was later convicted of murder. And most important of all, they cannot agree on who killed Christina McNeil. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Ben Howell.
You can listen to the entire podcast on WZND.com. In other local news, Frankfort Police and the Illinois State Police have activated a missing persons report for 87-year-old white male Jerry Warning. Warning was last seen wearing a beige jacket, button-down shirt, and blue jeans. He was seen leaving Laraway Lane's bowling alley, 1009 West Laraway Road, New Lenox, and traveling eastbound on the Sox Trail at 1:15 p.m. on November 1st. Jerry was driving a gray 2022 Buick Encore with Illinois license plate XACE1. Mr. Warning has a condition that places him in danger. If you see or hear anything regarding Warning, please contact the Frankfort Police at 815-469-9435. In national news, legendary Indiana Hoosiers head basketball coach Bob Knight, the often controversial but successful head coach who won 3 national titles while heading Indiana University, has died at the age of 83. Per ABC News, Knight was said to have passed away in his home in Bloomington, Indiana, surrounded by his family. Your sports and 103.3 WZND weather are next. WZND news time is 10:30. In national sports, the Texas Rangers are World Series champions after winning Game 5 with a score of 5-0. This is the Texas Rangers' first World Series championship win in franchise history. Shortstop Corey Seager was named the World Series Most Valuable Player. And now, taking a look at your 103.3 WZND weather forecast. It is currently 32 degrees and sunny here in Normal with a high today around 52 degrees. With partly cloudy conditions later and today's temperature range being between 29 and 52, be sure to bundle up for yet another cold one. WZND brings you your news now with the latest local and national news, with newscasts at the bottom of every hour and 24/7 coverage at WZND.com. For WZND, I'm Lauren Leisure.